segments with Mark Crutcher, LifeDynamics.com. You can get the DVD there, or you can get it at InfoWars.com. We have it discounted, in-game discounted half price when you get it with Ma'afa 21, Black Genocide of the 21st Century. Show them this one, and then show them Endgame. We're going to play a clip of Endgame coming up the next segment. This from Newsreel Films, produced by the robber barons, Rockefeller funding went into this, that were shown to people at free showings and shown to school boards to get the eugenics laws passed to sterilize babies. And it's on record. They wouldn't just come sterilize women. A lot of times they take a baby and put it in a bucket of water. Same thing the communist Chinese do. So it's also the murder of babies that are already born. So this is very, very serious. We hit that break, and you were talking about all these congressional aides waking up, these pro-abortion people coming in and really figuring out that they'd been lied to their whole lives, that this was the genocide of their people, and that they'd thought of it as some sacred Bill of Rights sacrament. You're not going to take my abortion rights away, not knowing it was really Hitlerian.
Not knowing that basically what it was designed to do was to wipe out their culture. That's the bottom line. And, you know, one of the things people think we're baying at the moon here a lot of times when we talk about these, as you're calling them, robber barons.
But it's all on record. I mean, yeah, they wrote books themselves.
Let me give you one that's, if anybody doubts this, they can go study it themselves. It's absolutely true. And they'll find the documentation on it. At the end of World War II, it was revealed that the company who manufactured the gas for the Nazi death camps was a company named IG Farben. And it was later found out when the Allies started researching what had gone on with IG Farben, it was later found out that not only did they manufacture the gas for the Nazis to use in their gas chambers, IG Farben engineers actually designed the gas chambers as a way to induce the Nazis to buy the gas from them. IG Farben engineers and IG Farben board of directors members were charged and tried at Nuremberg after the war. Now, IG Farben was a large company in Europe at the time, and they obviously didn't want to go out of business. So what they did to distance themselves from the Holocaust, which they were being closely linked to, especially when all their board of directors was on trial at Nuremberg, they changed the name of the company. It became known as Hurt, AG. And they survived. The company survived. Not only did it survive, it thrived. And today, Hurt is a gigantic multinational pharmaceutical and chemical company. Now, they have subsidiaries all over the world, including the United States. Their headquarters is in New Jersey. In France, their subsidiary is a company called Roussel-Youcloff. Roussel-Youcloff is the company that developed RU-46, the abortion pill. So in other words, the same company, IG Farben, which manufactured the gas for the Nazi death camps, also developed RU-486 to use in American death camps.
Killing is our business, and business is good.
And here's something that's very interesting about this. It was also revealed in congressional hearings after the war that the Rockefeller Foundation was a business partner with IG Farben. They even went together and formed another company called Standard IG Farben for Standard Oil, and which was an American company under Rockefeller, and IG Farben. They were actually business partners, and that partnership even continued after the war began. So you had IG Farben and Rockefeller in bed together to come up with the Zyklon B gas that was used in the Nazi death camps. Later on, IG Farben is developing RU-46 under the name of Roussel-Youcloff in France. Another Rockefeller connection. When RU-46 was rushed through the approval process by the Clinton administration, they couldn't find a manufacturer to manufacture RU-46 for the Americans.
Because it kills a lot of people to take it. Stay there. Final segment with our guest. We got to have him back on a routine basis. Final segment coming up. Ma'afa 21, Black Genocide in 21st Century America. A slice of the evil, but a big slice. You need to see it. Available at InfoWars.com. Folks, I expect to see these go out the door. I want you to have viewing showings, viewing parties. Get this out to everybody.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is on record that Margaret Sanger gave awards to Hitler, got awards from him. It is on record she called blacks subhuman weeds that had to be exterminated. We have to hire blacks to be our front so they don't know we want to kill them. It is on record all of this goes on. So don't be in denial about what set up abortion, what runs it, what's happening in this country and the world, and the carbon tax, and that we're carbon-based life form, that we need to be taxed for having more than one child and need to be regulated and be licensed to have kids. This is the eugenics takeover. And after our guest leaves us, I'm going to get more into that. But I wanted to play a clip from Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. This is from the movie put out in the 30s promoting this stuff. And they had a bunch of newsreels that promoted it. And, you know, as bad as this movie is, it's seen as, oh, she's really innocent. She doesn't need to be sterilized because she was adopted. But it's still, oh, the retards need to be, you know, sterilized, or people that have mental problems need to be, or physical problems. But she's innocent. So they put it into the situational ethics where it's she's innocent, but the others still deserve it. Here it is.
The scientific rationale for tyranny has always been attractive to elites because it creates a convenient excuse for treating their fellow man as lower than animals. Robert Thomas Malthus, famous for saying that a mass food collapse would be helpful because it would wipe out the poor. His fictional scenario would later be called a Malthusian catastrophe. Malthus is important because his ideas led to the rise of a new scientific field that would dominate the course of human history for the next 200 plus years. Charles Darwin, an admirer of the Malthusian catastrophe model, developed the theory of evolution, its chief tenet being the survival of the fittest. With the help of T.H. Huxley, known as Darwin's bulldog for his strong support of Darwin's theories, Darwin's theories were pushed into wide acceptance among key scientific circles throughout England and then the world. Darwin's cousin, Francis Galton, credited as the father of eugenics, saw an opportunity to advance mankind by taking the reins of Darwin's evolution theory and applied social principles to develop social Darwinism. The families, Darwin, Galton, Huxley, and Wedgwood, were so obsessed with their new social design theory that they pledged their families would only breed with each other. They falsely predicted that within only a few generations, they would produce supermen. The emerging pseudoscience was only codifying the practice of inbreeding, already popular within elites for millennia. The four families experiment was a disaster. Within only two generations of inbreeding, close to 90% of their offspring either died at birth or were seriously mentally or physically handicapped. The moneyed class of the planet, and particularly the royal families of the world, who were already obsessed with breeding and filled with a predatory disdain for the underclass, seized on the new science and began aggressively enforcing its aims worldwide. Biometrics appears to be a new science, but it was actually developed by Galton back in the 1870s as a way to track racial traits and genetic histories, and as a way to decide who would be licensed to breed. In 1904, the Cold Springs Harbor Research Facility was started in the United States by eugenicist Charles Davenport with the funding of prominent robber barons Carnegie, Rockefeller, and Harriman. In 1907, the first sterilization laws were passed in the United States. Citizens with mild deformities or low test scores on their report cards were arrested and forcibly sterilized.
You're 17, aren't you, Alice?
Yes, but what have you done with my folks?
Well, we're trying to help them, Alice, and you too. They were taken to the hospital this afternoon.
Hospital? Was none of them sick this morning?
We thought it necessary to present your family's case to the State Medical Commission. After an examination, they decided there was but one important action to take. To have your entire family sterilized.
Well, what's that? I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, in this state, we have a law which provides for such people to have an operation so there won't be any more children.
I see.
Now, we placed your brothers in institutions where they'll be properly cared for. Could you go back to your job soon? I'll arrange to have a held open for you.
My job. I'm not going anywhere.
Now, you're going to the hospital, too, Alice.
And you mean they're going to stop me from having children ever?
Exactly.
I'm all right, I tell you. I won't go to any hospital.
We don't want any trouble with you, young woman. If you refuse to go, the officer here will take you by force.
In 1910, the U.S. Eugenics Record Office was set up.
All right, that's enough.
Then the British had created...
Then they take her to trial and decide to go ahead and sterilize her, and it's good. Going back to Mark Crutcher, this is our history. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Christ said the people perish for lack of knowledge. The truth will set you free. I mean, it really is true. And so finish up with the eugenics and the film Ma'afa 21, but then get into, and of course, we'll have you back. I know your time is very important, sir, to get into the other crimes of Planned Parenthood, because it's not just their sicko eugenicists. The eugenicists hire sickos who like to engage in crimes against children as kind of their payoff to carry out these evils. So it's kind of a court of criminals all working together, each with their different vices they enjoy. The upper echelon control freaks just enjoy the domination of humanity, but their minions enjoy more I guess of the field type of behavior. Go ahead.
Yeah, what you have to understand is that these people honestly believe that they are genetically superior to everyone else on the planet. It's not that they do this out of hoping that they're genetically superior. They honestly believe it. And so, in their kind of twisted worldview, I don't think many times they even realize how patently evil they are. You know, if a guy is going out here and he's committing rapes on the street or murders or robbing places, if you stop him, if you go to the prison, if you go down to Huntsville and you ask these people, is what you did wrong, is what you did evil, most of them will tell you, yeah, they knew it. They knew it when they were doing it that it was wrong. But the most dangerous part of these eugenics, this eugenics crowd and this white elite that we have seen around the world over the last 150 years, is they honestly believe this stuff. They're true believers. Satan has his foot on their throat, and they don't even understand it. They don't really realize that that's what they're doing. But they are the most dangerous people on the face of the earth. There is nothing, there is no force in the history of mankind that is more dangerous than science and technology that is not restrained by morality. And these people see morality as kind of a quaint philosophy that, yeah, it'd probably be best if the whole world lived by this stuff, but it's not really realistic, and that's not the goal we have to shoot for. And we're morally and intellectually superior in every way to these people, so it's our right to have dominion over them.
That's right. They say it's illegal in their system for you to resist them. You're like, well, I have a right to live. I have a right to not have sodium fluoride put in my water and tell me I got to shoot my kids up with mercury that gives them cancer. And they just go, you aren't intellectual enough to understand that. I've had one of them on the air say, we're going to take over the planet, Alex, and we're going to forcibly reeducate you. And to them, I go, but that's tyranny. No, I'm intellectually more advanced than you, and you just psychologically, mentally can't even measure up to me, so you don't get to make that decision.
Well, it's a part of the arrogance and the gall that I talked about earlier when they say that we have the right, as U.S. government has the right, or actually their argument, it was the responsibility, to go out and sterilize one-fourth of the world's female population. They believe that they are the kind of the chosen people. And if the rest of us were simply as smart as they are, we would agree with them. In other words, you cannot be intelligent and reach a different conclusion than what they reach. And this is classic neoliberalism in the 20th century in America.
Yeah, and they say they're very sad about it. Oh, I don't like that we have to shoot the young women up with HIV, but my God, they're going to destroy the earth if we don't. Well, then how about they go kill themselves? Oh, but no. They're the brain trust. They've got to survive. This is just classic extermination. This is just an instinct of a control freak to dominate everybody around them. And I've talked to these people. At the bottom line, they get off on it. They get off on it. They're not trying to educate people. They're not trying to, no, they want to dominate and control. And what I found, sir, is you're going off their own documents. What we cover in Endgame is they don't just have positive and negative eugenics, as they claim. That is making the great race greater and live longer and better looking and smarter. And let's stop the dummies from breeding. It's worse. When you really get into higher level eugenics, they're targeting the smart and the intelligent that they think rival them in the power structure. So really, while they're diverting kind of low-level racists that serve them, that, oh, this is just for blacks and Mexicans and Asians and people, while they're diverting them, when you get into higher level text on eugenics and the real operational system that I've studied just from the intelligence on the ground of what they're doing, their real target is actually who they believe the elite, most smart people are, and that's Northern Europeans and Jews, because they think those are the groups that are real smart, but they want their elite families to stay in control, so they want to exterminate out those groups because they see them as rivals. Kind of like a male grizzly bear will come up and smell cubs and kill the males. Tigers, lions do that. Some species of birds go and kill male baby birds because they think they're going to be competing with them lately. That's actually what they're doing. So for all the racists out there, they're putting stuff in your water too.
Well, it's not what you're describing there is not unlike, if you think about it, Alex, what always happened in countries that were taken over through communist uprisings. One of the things that the communists always did when they took over a country was execute all the people that helped them take over, because they would see them as potential threats and potential rivals in the future.
Oh, that's a great point. Final segment. Sorry, we're having these breaks. Just amazing having Mark Crutcher on. LifeDynamics.com, our website's InfoWars.com. Just incredible resource out there and really standing up for these unborn defenseless babies. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Maafa 21, Black Genocide in 21st Century America. You got to get it, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones in Austin, Texas at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't count on other people to expose this. You need to. Again, abortion's being exposed. They're still killing millions of babies every year, but the numbers are are going down. The polls show people are waking up to this. And so the establishment's using the phony green revolution now as the pretext to put in this world tax to control us that we cover in the end game. Okay, Mark, finishing up, we'll have you back up for a part two on this. You've been gracious with your time. Get more into Planned Parenthood and just some of the other disgusting things they're involved with on record that you have documented at lifedynamics.com.
Well, yeah, like I said, I would like to come back sometime and talk about these other things because they're a show all in and of themselves, and that is the pedophile protection racket and this issue of marketing the body parts of the babies that they kill. There's more money in the marketing of the body parts than there is in the actual abortion. I would not be surprised in some day in the future that you don't see free abortion clinics in order to just acquire the bodies. They could right now do that. That would not be a problem. And when we were doing our undercover investigation, that was something that we heard discussed, that they might actually put free abortion clinics out here just to get the dead bodies because, you know, they could do an abortion for $300 or $400, charge the woman $300 or $400, but they get a body that they can sell for $2,000. Well, they could get more bodies if they didn't charge anything.
Well, that's how the scam works. They take toxic waste from aluminum production and fertilizer, and then the city of Austin pays millions a year to put the poison in our water when that company would have to pay to get rid of it. This is the same kind of scam, but they should be paying for the babies as much as they get for them. And China, we've confirmed and gotten the brochures, they admittedly render the babies down and put it into cosmetics.
Right. Well, that I don't think, really, Alex, we have any inkling of an idea, even those of us who work in this every day, any inkling of an idea of how deep this thing goes. But one point I want to make before we leave, I don't want people to get the wrong idea about something here. This is not about political parties. It's very often that you'll hear people say, yeah, we got to stop those evil Democrats and we got to help the Republicans. Let me tell you something. Whether you're talking about the godless social engineers that dominate the Democratic Party or the godless elitists who dominate the Republican Party, they've both been mobbed up in the eugenics business for way over 100 years. And this is something that we need to make sure people understand, that we're not out here proselytizing for the Republican Party are criticizing the Democratic Party, because as we show in this documentary, they've both been up to their eyeballs.
Exactly. Because if you just make it left-right, then the system can play it off against us when really it's system-wide. Like you said, mobbed up. This is a mob, a cult. This is really their religion is, I mean, I've discovered that IBM and Microsoft are basically eugenics fronts.
Right.
I mean, it goes so deep.
Well, you know, a minute ago I was mentioning that Rockefeller was involved in the production of IG Farben. And then we were talking about RU-46, and we got interrupted there by the commercial. But when they couldn't find a manufacturer for RU-46 in the United States, they spent 8 years looking for someone to actually sell it here. Eventually, a Chinese company, a pharmaceutical company owned by the Chinese government, agreed to manufacture RU-46 for the American market. And they admitted in the press release that they made when they announced that they were going to do this, they admitted that they only did it because their research was being underwritten by the Rockefeller Foundation.
I saw that in the news. Unbelievable. So the Rockefellers, by way of the Chi-Com government, are killing American babies, black, white. It doesn't matter. I mean, just outrageous. But the majority, what are the numbers per capita? I mean, it's a huge higher level of black babies are aborted, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. In America today, a black baby is over five times as likely to be aborted as a white baby. American women are 12% black, yet black women make up 37% of the abortions. More black babies. Now, I want you to hear this, okay? Alex, more African Americans are murdered every week in American abortion clinics than all the African Americans that died in the 7 years of the Vietnam War. Every week.
Unbelievable. LifeDynamics.com. Mark Crutcher. Mark, God bless you, what you're doing. We'll talk to you very, very soon, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Take care. I'll say bye to you during the break if you can hold a moment. Folks, get the film, Ma'afa 21, available at Infowars.com or LifeDynamics.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails. The modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Gentlemen, the ball games don't matter as much anymore, do they? The acting cool around your neighbors, the worrying about your hair falling out, the women worrying about if they're fat. I mean, you know, get your head screwed on straight. The robber barons publicly wrote hundreds of books, congressional studies, laws. The social workers, the health departments, the taking your blood at birth for 36 years illegally, now admitted mainstream news. It's all part of eugenics. And the church committee brought a lot of this out as well, not just about the CIA. And of course, it came out in the 90s about Henry Kissinger and State Department Memorandum 200. But the issue here is we're all living under eugenics. And this whole phony green revolution and the feds federalizing all the water and the national animal ID and shutting down the family farms and ranches, and that's what this is doing. This is all about population control. Every time we get the minutes, or every time we have a spy, or every time one of the cleaning ladies steals documents out of a trash can for us, it's the same thing. There, how do we get our world government so we can kill the majority of these people? That's what they talk about. That's why they want the power. It's the ultimate control freak. And, you know, we talk to these hotel workers and people at Bilderberg year after year, and we say, the investigators, Jim Tucker and others, I've done it myself. They, you get there and you say, look, we want you to get us the minutes of the meeting. We want you to spy on them. We want you to meet with us and tell us what you heard them say. And they say, no, we've been told we're all fired if we do that. And I go, all right, here's my card. Here's my number. Here's our info. And when they actually hear the evil, they always come back and say, absolutely, we got to stop these people. See, folks, you can't be in the secret meeting. But you can go cover it. You can go hear it from the maids, from the cleaning people. You can get the documents. You can infiltrate. But now they don't even, they're trying to take the bang out of our announcements by just coming right out and going, well, of course we want to get rid of the majority of the people. It's for the earth. You know, every nature show is about how humans are bad and polar bears can't swim and seals can't swim. We got to get rid of humans or the seals will drown. You know, I'm joking about seals can't swim. They say polar bears can't swim. It's as ridiculous as saying fish can't swim. And that, you know, they're melting and dying and that there's no ice caps when the ice caps are getting bigger. I mean, it's just lies on top of lies on top of lies. And billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation, you know, world government to carry it out. And how it's called the good group. With all these top Rockefeller family members and Ted Turner and Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett and Oprah Winfrey. I mean, all of these people. It is so disgusting to see all of this going on and all of this happening and just wanting people to read it for themselves, just wanting people to find out what's going on for themselves, because this is all real, ladies and gentlemen. All right. You know, I want to take a few calls specifically in the limited time we have, specifically on that last interview you heard about eugenics. I mean, how can any of you listen to us and send me emails saying I'm making this up? Number one, I'm not lying. They would sue me if this stuff wasn't true. But number two, if there's a 10% chance of what I'm saying being true, you better look into it, buddy. It's on record. I give this example because it's been on CNN and MSNBC and came out in court. The documents got released that Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly over 10 years shipped out over 1 million ampules of factor VIII, knowing every person that got it was going to be killed by it, by HIV and hepatitis. It wasn't like they just cold-bloodedly said, I'll murder these people. It was for eugenics. It wasn't for profit. They take incredible risk putting drugs out that kill you because they want to kill you. This is their religion. And I know that's wild. I know it's crazy. I don't believe it. I don't believe in their system. I'm not the crazy one. I'm the one that looks at them saying it and doing it and says, we got to do something about this. And I'm so sick of people in this closed left-right paradigm. If they're a right-winger, they say I'm a leftist. And if they're a leftist, they say I'm a right-winger. And they just say that and then never address the facts we've laid out, never address the information we put out. Let me punch up my call screen here so John can send me any callers. From Minnesota, we're down here in Austin, Texas. They're up there in Minnesota. We can also take calls on our system, but 1-800-259-9231. Some of these I said I'd mention. Obama claims CIA involvement in Iran patently false. I mean, what an asinine lie. What a asinine lie when the CIA admits they're doing it. And I was just watching CNN there in the break, and it's all about the police are beating the people and not allowing protest. What do you think happens around here in most areas of the U.S. if you don't get a permit? The cops dress up like protesters, attack their own officers, and then start breaking collarbones and, in some cases, shooting people to death with rubber bullets. Now, I'm not defending that, and I'm not defending the mullahs. The issue is this thing is CIA-funded on record, and the media shouldn't be lying to everybody saying it isn't true. And they want to demonize Iran so the whole country can be smart bombed, and you'll see a whole bunch of dead women bleeding to death. But you won't see it on our news then. You've seen somebody when a when a big 2,000-pound bomb blows up 50 yards away and they get cut in half or get their head blown off? There's lots of blood then. You seen all the photos of dead little kids everywhere? The neocons send me threatening emails when we post them going, good, kill more of them kids. See, you're being manipulated with psychology. And they want to put a guy in power who announced he won the election before the polls were closed so he could then cause it. And when he's the guy that bombed the Marine Corps barracks, you're now loving the guy. But see, that's how you now love Gaddafi, because you're not real conservatives. Those of you out there, you're sicko freaks who are just mentally ill and worship the system. You're toadies. You're bootlickers. You're cowards. But none of this is important. Missing governor was in Argentina. He told everybody he was going on vacation. He told them where he was. His political enemies made this up. And because he's not going along with the New World Order on several issues. I'm not saying the guy's a good guy, just that... It's just like Ron Paul gets told he's in a big hotel banquet room next to a suite, and that the Austrian newspaper wants to interview him. And he walks in, and they say, please go in here, sir, while we move some equipment. And he goes into a room next to it. Sacha Baron Cohen runs in and drops his pants, and Ron Paul runs out of the room, and the media is saying Ron Paul's got to explain himself. See, this is them trying to kill his political future. And the dumb public loves petty things like this. Oh, the governor went somewhere. He's bad. Oh, Ron Paul got set up by the guy that did Borat. You know, meanwhile, they're putting cancer viruses in your shots. I mean, can you start caring about the cancer viruses in your shots? You care about your kids enough to do that? Can you at least stop giving them fluoride water? By the way, the stuff you buy from municipal water supplies, it better come from a spring if it's a bottle of water, or it means it was put through just charcoal filters and the fluoride was left in. And I can't believe I'm the radical. I'm the bad guy, because Mousavi, they pronounce it different ways, celebrated in Iran protest, but was the butchers of Beirut on record. Now I'm bad because I'm not for blowing up the Marines. I mean, that's how sick these neocons are, man. And Obama, look at this liar saying the CIA is not involved when the CIA is on record running the whole thing, bragging about it. You got Brzezinski and Bolton and Kissinger bragging they're running it. And then he's on TV saying, I mean, look at that cokehead liar. There's just no end to these people. Western stooge, son of the Shah, positioning himself to take power in Iran. Got this report up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Look at this exclusive. U.S. contacted Ayatollahs before election. State cuts tax exemptions for kids. San Francisco Chronicle. See, and then next they're going to tax you for having kids. They're already announcing that. That's the San Francisco Chronicle right there. And, you know, I guess going back to Iran, the big message here is the police state's good, but not. The police state's good, but not in Iran. Then it's bad. Documents back Saudi links to extremists, New York Times. This just came out today. Of course, that was a Saudi operation. Who works for the CIA and Mossad? We've already had the head of the embassy there on tape saying, yeah, they told us to let the hijackers in the U.S., even though they were flagged as terrorists, because that was a CIA cover. Pakistan official behind killing of 11 French engineers. And then look at this report. Climate bill set for vote after deal is reached. They're saying they're not letting the public see the bill, but that it does have a tax on all carbon. And the feds are basically completely taking over, but the public can't see the bill before it is passed. You can go read the Wall Street Journal article. And they just act like that's totally normal, because the Wall Street Journal, owned by the big banks, and Rupert Murdoch's going to be taking your money and putting it directly in their fat mouths, just like Goldman Sachs is getting record bonus money off the bailout money. Record bonuses for those crooks. Obama, we will get health care reform this year. And it'll be like the kind of care the Native Americans get, being sterilized and euthanized, the kind the VA veterans get. Obama condemns violence against Iranian protesters. It's all just too rich. Got a few other stories I'm going to hit, but let's go to calls right now. John in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm doing good. I'm exposing these murderers. That's what I do.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do here, too. I live right between two relatively large Indian reservations, and I've had several discussions with these folks about, different things, and a great deal about this eugenics issue, and they just basically open-handedly deny it. So what I've done is I've rented the screening room at the community center, and I'm going to invite all of the officials from the BIA
and so forth.
And we're just going to watch that show and see what they think about that.
Good. Let me explain how this works. They're not evil people, probably, but they're in denial. They rationalize what they're doing because they think reality is what they decided is in their head. Like, oh, this isn't a cliff. I'll just jump off. But it is a cliff. So they're delusional. And they always hire people. The government always gives the money to the little group that steals most of it, controls it, and you know, it's the corrupt Indian agents. And then they just hire the corrupt tribes to do it. It's on congressional record that up until the 1980s, they sterilized 40%+ of Native American women. It was in the London Guardian yesterday, the UN sterilizing women and lying to them about what the procedure is. They just say, oh, I am the doctor. You need to be put under now, honey. And we're going to give you medicine for that broken leg, and they sterilize you. Or you come in for dentistry, and they knock you out on the gas and sterilize you. So that's London Guardian yesterday. So all of this is happening and going on. So I would go to the tribes themselves and explain, the pimp leaders are in denial because they don't want to notice what's going on. But go ahead.
Yeah, personal invitations to this, and the screening room is at the community center on the reservation. So we're going to draw a crowd there one way or the other and just let them understand, because what bothers me so much about this is that they get plied with cash for every conceivable reason. If you go to your AA meeting, you get a check. If you, you know, it's just whatever, and they think that the federal government is their good buddy and their friend, and I've tried to tell them that ever since, to my knowledge, ever since the scandal concerning Geronimo, the Indian tribes, name one treaty that the federal government has ever lived up to.
No, exactly. I've got articles today where they're making six-year-olds go into counseling if they misbehave in school. It's going into a mind control induction cult center where they tell the parents, don't discipline your kids, then the kids are bad, and the state tasers them to death. This is all about mind control, all about the state stirring up as much trouble as they can. It's in their own handbooks. I appreciate your call. Order out of chaos. Nate in Georgia. Nate, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Well, the reason why I'm calling is, first and foremost, I wanted to thank you. I have watched a lot of the Zeitgeist movies back before I had discovered you, and you really turned me on and opened me up a little bit more. However, this call is actually concerning today's show and another show that you had a couple of days ago about the reptilian brain. And I had did some research on the reptilian brain and how it functions, and I was appalled at the stuff that I found out. Concerning the eugenics program that you're talking about, I did some little research and I put two and two together. Well, I was on YouTube the other day and just going through some clips about the reptilian brain, and I came across this one clip. It said, What Lies in Plain Sight? And it was a Michael Jackson video. Well, this gentleman did an analytical breakdown of the video, and it was a psychological manipulation teaching people to engage in homosexuality and male homosexuality and male...
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I'm not even judging or attacking those people, but the issue is, yes, if you go to Planned Parenthood's main website, it's all about how to be gay or lesbian because they don't want you having kids. They decided 100-plus years ago, teach the slaves to not have families, break the family up, try to make it fashionable to have male on male, female on female, so that they stop having kids, so they don't have a family unit, so society is decimated. See, they want everybody to be part of the state, so the family has to go to be absorbed. So it's them persecuting the family. CPS takes the babies to give to the gay and lesbian families. We don't like being persecuted and hunted by you like it's Planet of the Apes, and your CPS are throwing nets over us and our kids because you want them for yourself, you know, as a slave back at the, and I mean, basically that's what this is. They're attacking us, not the average gay person out in the street, but the big controllers up above. That's what they're into. And yes, I was familiar with that. And for those that don't know, it's not David Icke and the whole reptilian thing. It's that in physiology, it's taught in medical school. You have the brain stem, the reptilian brain, different parts of the brain. It's called the reptilian brain because it's shaped like a saltwater crocodile brain. And it has all those primitive functions of fight, flight, aggression, all of that in it. And that's the kind of base programming that subliminals and things manipulate. That's why they want to get you in a mesmerized fashion watching TV, so you'll kind of switch off and then just accept it all. We'll finish up with you, Nate, then talk to Brian. Brian just hung up. Joe, John, and Jeff, and we have time. Stay with us. Final segment straight ahead.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worry how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com. All right, finish up with Nate and a few others. But look, I just covered that Times of London Billionaire Club to bid. Billionaire Club in bid to curb overpopulation with world government. And then look at another Times of London article. UK population must fall to 30 million or by half for the green carbon footprint. Zoom in on that for folks. See, and the same thing in Australia, same thing in the U.S. Having kids is what's making the planet worse, as Fox News says. They're all part of it, left and right. It's all staged. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the reality. This is what they're into. This is what they're pushing. This is what everything revolves around. You can't let the establishment always set the agenda of whatever new diversion or distraction it is. You've got to set the agenda on eugenics and that we know who they are and what they're doing. Bunch of criminals. Let's go ahead. Nate, finish up the point you were making.
Well, the one last thing I wanted to tell you about was we were speaking about pedophilia earlier in the show and how they're taking people's babies. Well, again, while I was doing my research, I came across another video clip on YouTube. This video clip was called Demons in the Outfield, and it was a documentary on movies that were publicized for children. And this movie had an incredible amount of subliminal pedophilia, an incredible amount. And this movie was made about 10 years ago. So since then, I did a little bit of more research, and I found that since this movie was released, the amount of pedophilia has, like, literally gone, has almost doubled. Like, it's
I hear
ridiculous.
You, sir. I got to jump. Send me the info or write a blurb on it at writers@infowars.com. Email that, and we'll get your good stories up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. I want to go to a few other callers. But you just heard for the last hour and a half one of the, it's in the top three, biggest pro-life groups in the country, the director. Breathing heavy going, discovered in the last 3 years, it's all eugenics and it's pedophiles. And by the way, in the film, what they cite is one of their sources is Endgame. See, if the people learn about this, it's all over. We're going to beat these people. But the public can't believe that pedophiles, a pedophile guild is running things. But that's what it is. I mean, these people are the sickest filth you can imagine. And what Planned Parenthood does is they cover up for kids 10 years old. Don't have to have family permission. Kids got to have permission slip to go to the zoo at school or to, you know, go to the planetarium, but not when teacher impregnates her and they take her to the pedophile center, Planned Parenthood, and they kill the baby. So, you know, now it's not just killing the babies okay, now raping the kids all right. And then meanwhile, you know, it's just all over, folks. And the police will not enforce. Planned Parenthood's never gotten in trouble. They're allowed to have pedophiles bring kids in all day long. We'll murder that baby for you. You don't worry. Is it black? Even better. I said I'd take more calls. We're just out of time. Let's take one more. Let's talk to Joe in Ohio. Joe, go ahead.
All right, Alex, thank you. I just wanted to give you a website, hmdb.org. It's the historical marker database. It shows government markers around the country. If you look at number 1829, it says the Indiana Eugenics Law. By 1800, Indiana authorities believed criminality, mental problems, and pauperism were hereditary, and the governor passed the first of the state eugenics laws. And one of my marshals, which is what I am, is a Governor Thomas Riley Marshall. He halted this in 1909, and evidently they didn't repeal all of the laws until 1974.
Yeah, no, they had forced sterilization going on in Oregon in 87. Send me that. Send it to Aaron with two A's at Infowars.com. No, it's all public. I mean, it's the health departments were set up to sterilize and kill people. I mean, they don't put fluoride in your water because they love you. I mean, they want to hurt you. All right. Look, retransmission starts now. Incredible broadcast today. Don't forget the free podcast at Infowars.com. Help us spread the word about that. We want to be the biggest podcast in the world to get the truth out. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.